Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to the program Today's Issues on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Walker, Ray, and now Steve Jordahl joined us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing?
Steve?
It's a great day here in Mississippi.
We got a lot to talk about this half hour. If you want to join us on the internet, go to Facebook or YouTube and type in Today's Issues. And also you can send us an email, comments@AFR.net, comments@AFR.net. Ray is in Kansas City, Kansas, where it's a rainy day, you say?
Oh, yeah. We just have had a ton of rain in the last 24 hours, and looks like we're going to have about 2 or 3 days more. So, you know, it's a fine Tuesday up here, but a little bit soggy.
And do you get out, you just find it, are you going to be able to ride your bike today or no?
You know, right now I could, but it looks like in about another hour and a half, we're going to get another deluge. So probably not today. This is not the best day to get out on the trails, I don't think.
You have one of those inside bikes?
I do. I hate to use it, but I might have to this afternoon.
Hey, Ray, I hate to use them too, but probably for a different reason.
Why, Steve?
It's called exercise. It's kind of, you know.
Why'd you buy it?
I didn't buy it. I don't have one, but I don't like to use them. I take that back.
I'm with you.
Honestly, yesterday I found out that my gym here in Tupelo is open. I went and I worked out for the first time. I probably should have been doing this all along at home, like the sit-ups and the push-ups and everything, but it's a little harder for me than some people just because I'm not motivated to do it. But I went and worked out yesterday, and it felt so good. I couldn't even believe it.
Okay, I got two questions. Number one, did you wear a mask?
No. How can you wear a mask working out? You'd choke.
That's a good point. Was anybody wearing a mask?
No. Yeah, the employees were.
Okay.
The people that was checking you in at the front desk.
How crowded was it?
Not very.
Okay.
I don't know if the word's gotten out or maybe some people just don't want to do it.
Memorial Day, maybe that's
part right.
I'll tell you what, you can tell just out in public, you can tell and watching people on TV, a lot of Americans, they're trying to wear their face mask. They really, but they just can't. But they don't want to be shamed.
Yeah.
So they have it around their neck. And that's I do want to wear it. I do want to be a part of keeping but I really don't want to put it on because it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I'm going to split the difference, try to make everybody happy.
Yeah.
Just keep it around my neck.
Or do what Alyssa Milano did
with the crocheted mask. Oh, my goodness gracious. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's a joke waiting to happen.
Also, a lot of the mask wearers are mouth only. You notice this?
Yeah.
The nose, they can't do the nose thing.
Right. It kind of defeats the purpose, though, if you expose the nose, right?
I know, but again, they don't know what they're doing. They just know that they're supposed to have something on their mouth or they don't love people.
Thank you. I
got to have something on my face. Otherwise, I'm going to be shamed.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I'm doing because I can't even cover up my nose.
Yeah, I feel bad for these big box store workers and you. Because they're running around sweating at work,
right.
Like at Lowe's, and then they're wearing a mask. But you just wonder how long this has to go on because the coronavirus is here to stay.
Hey, does claustrophobia not count in this deal?
For what?
Well, I mean, everybody else got a reason why they can't do this, that, and the other.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm just saying, can you not say, I can't wear a mask, I have a condition?
Oh, I think some people probably would say that.
Yeah, it's called breathing. I have a condition.
I have a condition called breathing.
Duly noted, Walker.
And this mask prevents
it. That's a very good point. I like to breathe, ma'am. That's the reason I'm not wearing one. But I mean, I don't know. I don't have claustrophobia, but I just wonder if a mask, and I'm being serious here for people who do have claustrophobia, I wonder if a mask would cause them to have a panic attack. Because it's that confining. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, mm-hmm. Some people.
So so you could say I'm claustrophobic and I could have a panic attack because I'm claustrophobic, which would cause me to breathe heavier, which would end up suffocating me. See how this goes?
Mm-hmm.
Thus, you don't have to wear a mask. I got this figured out. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm I don't mean to make light of people who suffer from any of those conditions. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on AFR. Next story, Steve.
Oh, I thought we might want to finish the conversation y'all started with Fred about Joe Biden and his "you ain't black" comments, because it had some fallout, as it were. So the black community, particularly Charlamagne, the host of that show, is now saying, you painted yourself into a corner, and we will accept nothing less now than a black female vice presidential candidate. And, of course,
who put him on this show? They ought to be fired. Whoever put Joe Biden on this show with this pop culture guru who has a radio talk show, he calls himself Charlemagne the God, right?
Yep. THA GOD.
Okay, so but he's basically a radio talk show or podcast, is that what it is?
Podcaster, an influencer. He's got the
ear.
Oh yeah,
he's like, you know, there's Oprah Winfrey and he's in the top 10.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he reaches a lot of African Americans, kind of like Travis Smiley used to do on radio. So the Democrat candidates in particular feel, you know, they've got to make the appearance on these shows.
Right.
But this guy is probably, he's a far lefty.
Yeah. And which shouldn't bother Biden.
No. Well, yeah, right. You're right. You're right. Practically speaking, he's a far lefty. But you've got probably a 30 to 40 year age difference, right?
Right.
So this fella, he's into pop culture and he talks a different language, if you will, than
Joe
Biden.
I got to tell you, it was a bad day for Biden, and you only know one of the reasons it was a bad day for Biden. There is two other reasons that it was a bad day for Biden on that show that no one's talking about. I want to play you two clips. The first one is the same interview. These both are the same interview. Charlamagne here asked Joe Biden.
Charlamagne is a dude.
Yes. Yes, and he spells his name incorrectly for those who are wondering.
But he also calls himself a god.
That's true. There's a bunch of problems right there. So anyway, this is an exchange where Joe Biden promises to send the Charlamagne his plan of what he wants to do with the black community in his presidency, and he has a new manifesto. He calls it out, and it's called "Lift Every Voice." Listen to this exchange between Charlamagne and Biden. This is cut six.
I'll send you a copy of my plan so you have it to
see. Lift Every Voice?
Pardon me?
What, Lift Every Voice or what?
No, the plan I have is my manifesto for Black America,
which is called Lift Every Voice. He forgot the name of his own manifesto a week or so after he released it.
Because he had no role in writing it. It was his aide who wrote it.
You know, every time that President Trump tweets out about Biden, he says Biden's handlers tweeted this or Biden's handlers said this, because he wants to put the idea out there that Biden can't think for himself. And you got to wonder, when you see the second thing that Biden said, this incredibly is on the same talk show. I don't even have to set this up. Listen to Joe Biden, cut seven.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
What?
Did he not? I'm the only one, but I think he said I'm going to B-E. And everybody else is saying, no, he said beat. I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Well, I didn't
play it again.
Play it again.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years, and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
I think he said beat.
I think he said beat too. Yeah. A little T sound.
Well, then he ought to just drop out of the race today, because that just proves that he's lost it.
Yeah.
Huh? What I thought he was saying was
he is going to beat Joe Biden.
He's beating himself. That's true.
Touche, Ray. That was well played. Anyway, I don't know what he said, B-E-A-T or B-E.
He said, I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Okay, well, what I think he meant to say, and we're having to say that a lot for Joe Biden, aren't we?
Right.
He meant to say, I have a 40-year record of whatever he has a 40-year record about, and going forward as president, I'm going to B-E Joe Biden, the man with the record. That's what That's the most generous way of looking at what he said. If you're gonna, but
that is a that's a very generous reading, Tim. That's well, fair enough.
Okay, but that's I mean, that's no, what is. I heard. Anyway, if you're gonna, he did say in South Carolina. Remember when he was down there campaigning? That he was, I'm Joe Biden and I'm running for Senate.
Yes,
right.
He did say that.
Right.
So I mean, he can get easily. He's easily confused, fella.
Yeah,
we all know that. You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Steve, we'll close out this topic. I don't know why, who was upset about his comments about you're not black?
Well, a lot of people were upset. Every conservative black person in America.
I can understand that.
Was upset because they say they don't.
But why would a liberal be upset about that?
Well, I think the Charlemagne is, and the liberals are using this as leverage. Again, they said that now Biden owes them a black female vice presidential candidate, which is really important because by pretty much consensus, it looks like Joe Biden, if he was elected, probably wouldn't make it through his first 4 years, given his mental state, his physical decline.
He may not make it in November.
He might not. Which would be a whole different set of problems because then his vice presidential candidate goes away as well.
Okay.
Unless they.
All right. Let me get this right. The this fella, this radio, this podcast guy who's very popular and very influential, even though nobody out here probably listens to him that I know of, but still he is very popular. That's why Joe Biden goes on his show to try to appeal to his listeners to support Joe Biden. Right. Joe Biden does a 20-minute interview. I'd have felt the same way Biden did, quite frankly. He does a 20-minute interview with this guy, and this guy gets to the end of the interview and says, I got more questions for you. So Biden's feeling like, what more do you need to know between me and President Trump? If you're not convinced to vote for me now, then, you know, you're not black. By that he means, you're going to vote for Trump? Yeah, that's what I'm getting out of that thing. I don't know what more I have to say to you, what more I have to answer to you.
What would have been more accurate is, if you're not convinced now, then you're not a Democrat. But instead, he insulted them with their skin color. So everybody with a dark pigmentation has to vote D.
Well, they do.
Well,
No. Correct me.
That's insulting to people who are black. That means you can't make up your own mind based on policies, on your own decision making. Instead, just look at your skin and vote D.
They do.
Well,
they don't.
Black folks vote 90% Democrat every day, all day.
Because they agree with the policies.
Okay, that's
of
fine.
Of the Democrat Party.
That's fine.
Yeah. Tim.
But to deny that African Americans don't overwhelmingly vote Democrat every election is to deny reality.
But the elephant in the room here, Tim, I think, is the very fact that Charlemagne.
And I got to go on vacation, Walker, for a whole week together, starting Thursday.
We just won't talk about this.
Family vacation, so we're going to have to work this out.
That's right.
Okay, because I don't want to be in a dispute while I'm on the beach. Go ahead, Steve.
The elephant in the room here, the reason that Charlemagne came back time and time again after Joe Biden is because one of the most liberal, Democrat-leaning voices, black voices in America, now thinks that the Democrat Party has not served the black community well, and he's looking for better performance from the Democrats.
And Biden didn't help the situation.
Well, Biden didn't help, but the very fact that they're asking might call into question, Tim, your assertion that 90% voting rate is going to carry on into 2020.
Okay, what does this fellow want? Give me one thing this fellow wants. This
Charlemagne the God.
What does he want from the from Biden that the Democrat Party doesn't already give the African American community that they asked for?
I think the number one on his list now is a female black vice presidential candidate. But before that, I think that there's a whole lot of economic questions in the black community that need to be answered. The black community in the inner city. Well, the black community in the inner city is among the poorest segment of society that exists and have been for eons, for generations.
So he's blaming the Democrats for that.
How can you?
Charlemagne the God is blaming the Democrats. A progressive.
Charlemagne the God does not want to see a Republican solve this problem. He wants to see the Democrat Party solve the problem, but they haven't been.
Right.
How did the Democrat Party... We're going. I guess we're a dog chasing our
this
tail
is
here.
Like, this is like Trump right. doing an interview yeah, right. with Robert Jeffress. And at the end of it, Robert Jeffress saying, I want you to come back for more. And Trump says, well, you know what? If you don't vote, if you're having a question whether you're going to vote for Biden or me, then you ain't an evangelical. You ain't a Christian.
That's it. That's a legitimate answer to me. I don't think, no, listen, I'm not saying that's a legitimate answer in the sense that you're questioning, you're judging somebody's,
it's not working.
You're judging somebody's Christianity. I'm just saying Joe Biden stated the obvious. That's what I'm saying. Okay. I guess we've exhausted this. Huh?
Yeah.
No, I understand what you're saying.
If I'm a black person and then I hear a Democrat say that I got to vote for them because I'm black, that's insulting that I don't think beyond my skin color. It's all about the skin color.
Okay. I understand that. Maybe I'm wrong. It's rare.
Do you think that's a selling argument for Biden? That everybody who's black should vote for me?
I think if I'm Joe Biden, and I don't forget what to say, if I'm Joe Biden... And I do 20 minutes of one-on-one with this guy, the Charlemagne the God, and he gets to the end up and says, I got more questions for you. I might feel like, man, are you serious? You're going to vote for, what do you want me to bleed? Here, what do you want from me? You going to vote for Trump? Is that what you're going to do?
I get that, but then he goes into this because you're black.
Well, the whole reason he's on the show is because the guy's black. He's talking to black people who are listening. So he's only saying what everybody knows. There's a reason Joe Biden's on that show.
Right.
He wants to energize the people who listen to this talk show host, and the people who listen to the talk show host are overwhelmingly black.
Right.
So he's saying, listen, Joe Biden, he probably shouldn't have said it, I agree, but he's only saying, listen, what more do I have to, you're going to vote for the other side? You're going to vote for the enemy? Because I haven't answered 20, 30 more minutes worth of your questions?
Right.
So, again, I don't know what the guy wants, Steve. I don't know what he wants Joe Biden to, you said he wants to commit to a female black VP.
He does now. And to be.
Doesn't matter what they believe, right? So well, he can pick Condoleezza Rice. He's good with Condoleezza Rice, right?
According to Biden, whatever they believe, if they're black, they're going to believe what he believes. But to just kind of close it out, the very next thing that Charlemagne said after Joe Biden says you ain't black, Charlemagne said this is not about Trump. This is about what you can give the black community. So that's and I didn't listen to the whole 20 minutes. So I couldn't give you a laundry list of what they want.
I don't think Biden helped to increase his chances of getting black voters by doing that interview.
Oh no.
Maybe that's what the intent was.
No.
But I think when the way he closed that out, I don't know how that makes people that are black go, "Yep, I'm voting for Biden. That's my man."
Well, okay, if it's a binary choice, usually the African Americans go with the Democrats, regardless of who it is. That's just a matter of fact. Go ahead, Steve. Next story.
I want to talk a little bit while we have some chance here about the lockdown and the blue state, red state divide. I heard a very discouraging thing over the weekend that more people should be talking about. A local TV station was talking with a local doctor at a Bay Area trauma center. His name is Dr. Mike DeBoisBlanc, DeBoisBlanc. And he's the head of the trauma at the John Muir Medical Center. And he said, regarding the lockdown and the unintended health consequences of staying locked down, he said, we've never seen numbers like this in such a short period of time. We've seen a year's worth of suicide attempts in the last 4 weeks. He says it's time to end the lockdown.
Who says this?
Dr. Mike DeBoisBlanc.
Well, Dr. Fauci said this last week, too, and he said we can't, didn't he, Walker, basically saying, we're going to have to end the lockdown because too many other negative consequences?
Yeah, he said the continued lockdowns were unsustainable.
And to add to that, on Monday, yesterday, Newark Governor Andrew Cuomo said, we're not sure, maybe we shouldn't have even locked down, we don't know what's going to happen, listen to Cut 10.
People can speculate. People can guess. I think next week. I think 2 weeks. I think a month. I'm out of that business because we all failed at that business, right? All the early national experts, here's my projection model, here's my projection model. They were all wrong. They were all wrong.
I think we've been had, folks. Just me. But I don't know that any of this was really necessary. I mean, there is dangers every day around us, whether it's the regular flu, whether it's, you know, getting hit by a car.
Yeah, the problem with Cuomo there is he's saying this now, which he's right. They were all wrong, all the models.
Right.
But we've known this for 2 months now, that the models are wrong.
Yeah, but now it's catching up with him.
Yeah, we knew this weeks in that the models were wrong because Florida was going to be Italy 2.0 or 3.0. New York was 2.0.
Right.
And it never happened. Same thing with across the country. But Cuomo's about 6 to 8 weeks late on this realization.
Let me jump in here. Is it okay if I jump in here?
Your show.
You're the host, man.
And then, Ray, you can comment on it. I don't – huh? All right. Listen. Again, I don't know why I feel the need to say this sometimes, but I know some of our listeners are going to disagree with me, and they're going to agree with Steve. And maybe I'm naive. My wife says I am sometimes. However, in this situation, both with the president and with Governor Cuomo and other governors, but those two individuals in particular, their politics aside, okay, those two fellows, more than anybody in the country, were having to make decisions, life and death decisions, for millions of people perhaps, in real time, in March. They're used to dealing with people who wear suits and ties who come in to talk about businesses coming into their states or trade agreements or whatever the case may be. Instead, both President Trump and Governor Cuomo have people come in to their offices with white jackets on, telling them that if you don't do A, B, and C, thousands and hundreds of thousands and perhaps millions of people are going to die on your watch, and you're going to go down as the worst governor slash president in the history of the world. You see what's happening in Italy, Mr. President?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen here in a month if you don't do something to stop this. How in the world is a businessman, supposed to all of a sudden have understanding of science and medicine on a scale to say to that doctor, I'm not going to buy that, huh? Mm-hmm. You're going to have to bring me better information than this in order for me to make a different decision and not do a stoppage of life as normal.
Right.
Okay. So I give Governor Cuomo and I give President Trump a break on on what they did back in March, a somewhat of a break. Let me just put it that way. And the decisions they were having to make on a day-to-day basis with new information coming forward.
Mm-hmm.
The models were all wrong. It's like Cuomo said right there. He's right about that. The models were all wrong. But you didn't know in March that the models were all going to be wrong.
Right. There wasn't enough data.
I think that's fair.
Huh?
But like Walker said earlier, three, four weeks into this, we kind of knew that something was off.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, I agree with the subsequent things that have happened that – showed that especially the blue states, that those governors wanted to lock down everything and control the economy.
Right.
Changing the vote in November, I'm buying into that to a large extent. But
mm-hmm.
All right, Ray, thank you.
My pleasure, Tim.
Hey, I hope you get to ride today.
Me too.
Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Walker?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. You sorry?
Can I still go on vacation with you?
Yeah, because I am paying for a lot of it, so... Maybe you need to tell me you're sorry, even if. Okay. See you back here tomorrow, everybody.